This is Nate Ware with a thought about Ash Wednesday. It's the day after tomorrow, the 1st of March. And really, it's the beginning of the passion, the agony of our Lord Jesus. As we take his life, his teachings, his suffering, his death and resurrection into our memory throughout the 40 days until Easter, including Sundays, of course. This scripture that, though it's often read around Christmas time, it speaks to me very clearly of how we should approach this holy and very emotional time. In the second chapter of Luke's Gospel, in the 51st verse, his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. May we too keep all that Jesus is recorded to have said in the Gospels, and how the Holy Spirit speaks to our hearts, minds, and spirits. We might prepare ourselves for the greatest, the most extraordinary, and the most unique experience ever to occur on planet Earth, the resurrection from the dead. Never before had it occurred, and ever again would it occur in the same way. We who profess Christ as Lord and Savior are most blessed to have these sayings of Jesus very carefully recorded in the four Gospels, and often through the writings of Paul or the writer of Hebrews. May we too keep these things in our hearts, as Mary, the mother of Jesus, did. We too keep these sayings of the Son of God in our heart. Amen.